Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. On our devotional today, we'll have an interview on the subject, The Lord is Good. We're taking a little bit different approach today on our devotional. We want to interview our special guest and counselor for the subject of the statement made in the scriptures, the Lord is good. And our guest counselor is David. He wrote these words in Psalm 145, verse 9, that the Lord is good. And we have the eternal Word of God, the all-sufficient, the efficient Word of God, sufficient and efficient for all times and all people in all circumstances. Now, let's begin our interview. David, who, of course, we know you are the been the king of Israel, anointed of the Lord, and you wrote these words, and you've known great loss and pain in your life. As a matter of fact, you were one who had to go on the run from the king. You were falsely accused, and you know that certainly helps or hurts mightily to be falsely accused, of trying to usurp the king's throne. First of all, was it true that you were trying to take the king's throne? Oh, you say that Saul was the Lord's anointed. Well, okay, I understand that, and I see that those are the words that are penned in Holy Writ, that you acknowledge Saul as being the Lord's anointed, and that you would not raise your hand up against him, and that no one would be innocent who did so. Very well. Thank you very much. Well, let's move on to another subject. There is also another occasion in which you have said that the Lord is good, but there are some people who are dead because you visited these priests and you found refuge when you were running from Saul, running for your life. And there was a man by the name of Doeg, the Edomite, who rose up and killed 85 of the Lord's priests. Well, what do you have to say about that, in that the Lord is good and he would let these men die at the hands of a wicked one? Well, I see that you have, this is what you say about that, that the Lord will deal with him and that the Lord's time. Yeah, I see those words recorded in Psalm 52:1, in which you said to him, "Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually." So you would not be swayed by that, even though something like that happened? Well, indeed, those are very encouraging words, King David. And your final words on that subject, that you will praise the Lord forever in verse 9 of Psalm 52, because the Lord has done it, and that you will wait on his name, for it is good before God's saints. Again, we thank you so much, King David, for those encouraging words. One other subject that we want to address is that when you were told that Saul was dead, he had been killed, what were your feelings, your thoughts, your responses to that? That when you heard that one who had just uprooted your life and caused you much discomfort, when he was dead, did you rejoice? Were you glad at that? I see also that there is a different response on your face and from the scriptures about what you have said. You were grieved mightily. It said that you lamented over Saul's death and over his son. Well, you again were reminding the people that this was the Lord's anointed. And I understand that you even went so far as to avenge the blood of one who was boasting about having slain Saul. So you definitely would even still consider the Lord to be good during a time like this, that you would not be swayed or turned aside, even after someone had done all these things to you and you still loved him and loved the Lord. Well, I am greatly encouraged by these words, and I thank you for being our guest on our devotional today, and I hope that you, that our listeners are encouraged by these words that have been given from the Scriptures, and we'd like to visit you again on this and other subjects. Thank you very much, and we'll invite you to join us again for another devotional. I'm Willie Thompson.